I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Dee Dee.
Good morning. I didn't ask, why am I early? Who did you push me aside for?
We have Port Augustine coming up at 8:45. Port Augustine, Browns defensive end.
Oh, and he's more important than I am? That's the way it goes.
I'm not going to answer that.
To be
question.
Fair, I told her none of this yesterday. I just said, hey, you want to come on at 8?
Yeah, you did not. And I really feel like it's important to know who I'm being shoved aside for. So, okay, now I know. All right. Good to know, Ken.
He's a player. What do you want me to do? He plays for the Browns.
Oh, and a player is more important. Is that what you're saying? Do you know
yes,
his
that's what
eating
I'm saying.
Habits, and do you know his real last name? Because you don't know either of those for me. So
that's why I'm interviewing.
I guess our
friendship
has been a sham.
First off,
no,
well, I'm sorry. I didn't know your real. I didn't know your real last name.
You know that we have that Ken and I have allegedly been great friends for 5 years, mm-hmm. and he really knows nothing about me. Like nothing.
Well, we brought this up at the beginning of the show. Ken has a lot of fake friendships. He just calls anybody he converses
so
with a friend.
Now the truth comes out. Not only am I being shoved aside for a football player,
no.
but I'm a fake friend.
Aditi,
okay.
This is actually this. I don't know if this bodes well in your favor because Lima said I tend to be too nice to people who don't deserve me being nice to them.
But you're not nice to me, so we're okay. Right?
I am nice to you. I try to be nice to you.
Wait, this is nice? This is considered nice? Shoving
I
me
would
aside
say so.
For somebody else?
That's on the producer. I didn't make those decisions. I was prepared to go with you at 8:20 and have Port Augustine on at 8:45, and here we are wasting time going over your feelings, Aditi.
2020, let me tell you.
It's working me into a shoot. I didn't know you were a vegetarian, and I did not know your real last name until we were all on the big Zoom call with the Cleveland Browns. I went, wait a minute, what? It's like, oh, okay.
There you go. Now I'm
going to
really
find
my real. It's just my married one.
Now
I mean, I would argue
your...
my real one is my real one, the one I was born with.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm going to find your whole family on Facebook, and I'm going to friend them all. And now they're all going to
be
exposed
Facebook
to my
person,
obscenity.
So good luck with
oh,
that
Oh, really?
One.
Couldn't guess on that one there, huh? Yeah. Well, Facebook can be a dark place, but also a fun
that's
place
like
every
the
now and then.
The least surprising thing about me, right? That I'm not
yeah,
a good
that pretty much
person.
Is.
Yeah,
I just know, Aditi, knowing all
football.
The different teams. No, hold on. We're going to continue with this. Knowing all the women in my life from past TV stops, I don't know how any of them would have a Facebook. The creepy stuff they get on a daily basis, not just on Twitter, but Facebook gets really creepy. I don't know how anybody in TV is on Facebook.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's what Twitter has become and Instagram and, you know, anyway that somebody can get at you. So I suppose that's all part of having a thick skin and hoping the world evolves at some point. So transition, this is a complete hard right turn. I have seen all four AFC North teams in person.
Give us your power rankings.
In a 1 week span.
Give us your power rankings. Go.
Okay. Unbelievably, no doubt, the most complete team is the Ravens. Most complete, best coach, best disciplined, everything going for them right now.
God,
number two is the Steelers
the
because their defense is unreal.
No,
so aggressive,
God.
So assertive, totally game-breaking.
Yeah, they were
the
that great. Jeff,
necessary.
Jeff Driscoll almost beat them. Yeah, they were that great when Jeff Driscoll almost
because
beat
the
them
offense.
The other day.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Steelers have to absolutely. They're not as cleanly coached as the Ravens are. They had 6 penalties that went for first downs. That's why the Broncos stayed in the game. But
I guess
of course,
old
then
man
they came up with a big play when necessary. Yes,
I guess old man Roethlisberger isn't what he used to be, huh?
You know what? I think a lot of it is rust, and that you have to give him time. The goal. Look, Bruce Arians said it. when he was talking about his own team just yesterday. He said that we are not the same, or he said it 2 days ago, we're not the same team we are right now that I expect us to be in November. The whole thing here is the trajectory. You want to see your offense get better week after week after week. If you are fortunate enough to win while you're not good, then great, then you're in a good position. But the idea here is not to be as good as you're going to be on September 18th or 19th or whatever day it is, September 22nd. My God, we're living in Groundhog Day. But in any case, love the Steelers defense. Really love Joe Burrow's demeanor, but that team is still at the bottom, and the Browns are three right now.
So
week two of the season,
gosh, you just
Ravens,
wanna,
Steelers, Browns, Bengals.
All you media people are the same way. It's all about Burrow. You guys hate Baker, and you want Joe Burrow to be so much better, don't you?
Have I ever said anything like that?
Yeah, we read between the lines.
Yeah, you hemmed and hawed last week, too. Don't act like you did.
I hate Baker.
You didn't, but you hemmed and hawed last week.
Was Baker mean to you?
I'm a vegetarian. You don't know my real name, and now you're putting words in my mouth?
Was Baker mean to you during an interview?
This whole thing is going downhill.
Maybe it is.
Aditi, what can we glean, if anything, from a win over the Bengals? Because we know the Baltimore Ravens, arguably the best team in the NFL right now, and the Bengals probably bottom five.
It was a good, cohesive effort. It was a disciplined outing. It was definitely more balanced and cleaner in a way that you wanted to see. I love the way the run game got going. It's a hard thing for a rookie quarterback to be coming in on the road on Thursday night. And Joe Burrow is going to be good. If he can stay healthy, he is going to be good. It's still early. It's a very, very, very different enterprise for the Browns to go on the road to Baltimore and for the Browns to host the Bengals at home. So, you know, in some ways, it's not very surprising. It's one of our mutual friends and colleagues had said that he really expected the Bengals to win, and I didn't think that that was going to happen at all. I really thought the Browns would win, and they should have.
Oh.
Isn't that funny how you knew that right away, exactly who I was talking about?
I was right.
Is that the only person who thought the Bengals would win?
I didn't know I was right. Wow. Congratulations on all my success. Lima, go ahead.
Aditi, I'm just...
I mean, don't you feel heartened? Isn't that the point? Like, don't you feel better? For anything, at the end of that game, the image of Odell, Baker, and Jarvis all sitting together and smiling together and seeming very happy on the bench next to each other, I feel like there's value in that.
Yeah, Aditi,
because the week before, we're constantly talking about, are these guys ever going to have good chemistry? Are they ever going to be on the same page? So seeing that, and in fact, Ken, I think I tweeted that. I said, maybe we can stop having this conversation about their rapport right now.
So, Aditi, I think
it's Whoa. No, Lime, I'm cutting you off. Weren't you the person who tweeted
sandwich
that when they were both out there in the field in the pregame that his first throw in practice in the pregame was to Odell, and now you're arguing with me about their rapport with one another? How is that possible?
It was just a statement of fact. I was observing warm-ups and the first person that he threw to was Odell.
Oh, so you perpetuate the narrative that you fought against me about?
It was Rashard Higgins. I could have just as easily said the first person he connected with was Rashard Higgins.
Well, that would have made a lot of fans happy, but it wasn't the truth. Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, no, it was the truth. The first person that did catch a ball from him was Odell.
I understand that, but don't go against the narrative that you perpetuated there. Did you or did you not perpetuate that narrative?
I feel like if I'm simply observing the truth, then there's no narrative. The narrative is whatever you are gleaning from it and where you are taking it. I cannot be responsible for what happens in your mind after I give you the facts.
That is the most. You could have just observed it and then not said anything about it. Listen to you laughing. That's so manipulative. This goes back to the Ivy League education. All you Ivy League people think you're better than everybody else.
I got
a guy on the show that has a master's degree and went to two colleges, and he's been dying to ask you a question, and I jumped right in. Tony, go.
I do want to know when it comes to Odell, when it comes to Baker, it seems like the highs have been really high, the lows have been really low with these guys. So you said that left an imprint on you, that thought at the end of the game. Do you think that has staying power? That is the real question.
I think anything is possible when a team wins. And I will go back to a few years ago when Lamar Jackson was inserted for Joe Flacco and the Ravens completely stopped throwing the ball. And Michael Crabtree, who has never ever been the friendliest and warmest of people, was blocking like you would not believe. And I remember saying to Willie Snead, doesn't this frustrate you guys? Like, are you guys frustrated that you're just not getting the ball and all you're doing is blocking? And he said, oh, yeah, we're frustrated. We sit in our receiver room, we yell, we vent, we get it out, and then we come back to the team and we know that we're winning. And winning covers so many ills. How are you going to sit here and complain that you want 9 catches for 157 yards every week if your team is winning? You just can't do that. So I think a good team effort, a good commanding win, a good showing is sort of the best panacea that there can be. And if the Browns can continue to play well, can continue to build one week off another, then yeah, I think that what you saw is a good sign of what's to come.
Final question. Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow?
You said you'd answer it this week.
Oh. Can you give me a little bit more, like, for the future, for this very moment?
Answer the question.
For this
answer
week,
the question.
Well, I need a little more specificity.
Who's got more moxie?
To what exactly I'm answering.
Glyman,
now, that's interesting. How do you describe moxie?
No, you just have to draft one. You're taking Burrow or you're taking Baker.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What city do I live in? Because it makes a difference.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Be serious.
No, it totally
You're
does.
You're in Columbus, Ohio, halfway.
Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Listen
Burrow
to you.
Fits Cincinnati like you would not believe, and I think Baker is the perfect personality for Cleveland.
What does that
Burrow
mean? Wait, whoa. That's interesting.
We
tapped into something interesting there.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Is it that Baker – we've run out of time. Thank you, Aditi.
No,
that
you
doesn't
want
make any
me?
Sense. That doesn't
it
make
totally
any
makes
sense.
Sense. Put me back on. Oh,
oh wait a minute. You really think – hold on. You think brash, cocky, loudmouth Baker Mayfield fits Cleveland, Ohio like a glove, huh?
I think Cleveland is a city that has not gotten its due, and that Cleveland is a city that is very, very easily – I'm trying to think of a clean FCC way to say this. Cleveland is a city that is very easily beaten up upon. And I think Baker is a guy who is never going to stand for that. And
just
while there are some people that you want to take the high road, sometimes you need somebody who's willing to get dirty and fight back and say, no, 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 don't you dare. And I think that that is Baker. I think that Joe Burrow is a guy that would not engage with that and would take the high road and go the Eli Manning route. I think Baker isn't afraid to get dirty and stand up for his new city, and that's why he is perfect for Cleveland.
All right. You could have said what you wanted to say. The mayor already did. All right, Aditi, thank you for the time.
Bye.
Aditi Kekabwala.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.